behind the pleasure to welcome the ministry of our brethren and pastor, Hershey and Cora. Put your hands together and welcome to the Master and Man of God.
Thank you very much. And you may please be seated. And you can open, please, to the book of Isaiah in chapter number 49. I hope that I will be helpful here to you tonight.
Amen.
Welcome.
We need to talk to Isaiah.
It is the sincere a desire and a prayer that's of my heart. If we can open in prayer and I would also like to give thanks to our host who worked so well so far. The book of Ruth. Thank you, Pastor
Davis.
But let's pray together. Our Father, as we come here at this great and this awesome moment, we pray that your Holy Spirit will give us the glory of Christ in the teaching of the Word, that you might speak by your Holy Spirit, and you give us order. And you give us a good mind, like that man called Legion, who sat at your feet, clothed, and in his right hand. Let that happen here. There was no man could tame him, but you tamed him by your Spirit, and by the Word and the power of Jesus Christ. Our Father, may we speak from our heart the truth of the gospel, and may your people hear and be saved. You've given us a mission to scatter this gospel into the end of the earth. It includes here in Jalingo. Let it be preached for your glory, and for your glory only, for our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah, in chapter 49, I would like to begin our reading at verse number 3 and pick our message up in verse number 6. And you will notice that verse number 6 is the verse I quoted from last night, if you were here last night, in Acts chapter number 13. And so it applies, this text, it applies unto Jesus Christ and unto us through Him and because of Him, as we are the co-laborers together with God. Verse number 3. And he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. It's our Lord Jesus Christ who called Israel in the book of Hosea and in many other texts. He's the true child of God. And then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. If you ever, in your time, you read in the book of John in chapter 6, as when our Lord Jesus was surrounded by so much unbelief, is he said, all that my Father giveth me shall come unto me.
Yeah. mutane da dan yawa suna tattare da shi wanda nasu ban gaskiya bai cika ba.
And him that comes to me, I will for no reason cast out. And so he encouraged himself in the midst of all of the unbelief that the Father had given him a chosen people who had to be saved, and he was going to save them by the blood of Christ. But he speaks here in the warfare of his temptations and trials. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain, yet surely my just reward, my people, my salvation, and my throne is with the Lord. I will be a judge of judgment, and I will be a savior, and my work, the rewarder of my work, and the one that shall fulfill my work, it is with my God. And as we use the scriptures of the preach Christ and not ourselves, isn't that what Paul said?
We
preach Christ and not ourselves.
Idan muke amfani da lissafin da sarki muna huce kalmar Yesu namu halaye kuma kuma namu rayuwa ma zai sake ba da bayani na rayuwar Yesu na bautar da sarki.
Verse number 5 and 6, and we'll get into our message. And my clock starts now. Verse number 5. As I have healer, if you just don't get it. I'm getting extra time as my clock starts now as I'm entering into the message. It's my warm up. It's the brother here, I have a whole song now. This clock hasn't started. I'm starting now.
Oh, yes, it's not
five and six. I'm starting
to leave you, Tom. I ended up with you.
And now the Lord says,
and so say, yes, yes.
Who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring back Jacob back unto him, to bring back God's elect, so that Israel is gathered to him, for I shall be glorious, that's not us, that's Jesus Christ, in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength.
Say, but yeah, say,
yeah. It's fine. It's indeed, he says, it's Almighty God says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant unto raise up the tribes of Jacob, that's the chosen among those Jews, and to restore the preserved ones of Israel, that remnant according unto the election of grace, as Paul says in the book of Romans, chapter number 11, verse number 5 and 6. I will also give you as a light unto the Gentiles, that Christ and us in him, that you should be my salvation. And here is the pursuit of God's arrows. Here's the purpose, as I was talking about it last night, is the glory of God. It's the motive and it is the ambition. And here, this night, as we're talking about the pursuits, it could be the glory of God also. But it says here that you should be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Our purpose is to bring God's glory. Our pursuit is to chase down his people. In every nick and in every cranny of this world. Our purpose is to get God's people unto our Lord Jesus Christ for the glory of the blessed God. It's to chase them down, and it is to find them, because God Almighty has given us a mission in this world. And it is not about ourselves. It is not about our church. It is not about our ministry. And I won't even cross the street to help a man and to build his own ministry. And I won't do anything to help a man and to build his own ministry. But I'll do everything I can to help a man to build up the ministry and the glory of our Lord Jesus
Christ.
Now you people, you have been here, it's a long day. And you had Bible upon Bible and prayer upon prayer. You spoke in tongues, or what called tongues. You danced. You had all kinds of religious ministry all day, and I want you to tune into me tonight.
Mwenye abu kwa nadama, anjira wa reyeye wa koti, anjira wa anjadwoni ya kisi wa tuna, maina soa wana ya mati, atawa jucha, akasakuni.
And so if you have to shake yourself a bit, if you have to stand up, if you have to pinch yourself,
Inaima, yara wa adama, kajisi ya kata ni, hukuma, katashi mreye, kamite, hukuma, na mshulika kare, ina soa yuka, asakyo, ana, aina, aina.
If you have to ask your neighbor to pitch, you ask your neighbor to pitch, you don't stay awake and pay attention unto this message
tonight.
I hope there's something left that's the way you get to it. But I want you to hear me this
night.
And I want you to hear. And I want you to know that He is God. And it's not about us at all. It's not about us, not even one lick, as they say back home in the South. It isn't about us even a little bit at all. I was in Lagos and I just into Nigeria, and I heard a man saying this over and over, atoll, atoll. I said, that sounds so strange, but I like it.
at all. It's not about us at all.
Not one thing in this gospel is about ourselves.
We give
glory and honor to Jesus Christ. Our life is about Jesus Christ. Even if we die, even if he kills us, even if he puts us in the hands of the devil, it's about Jesus Christ and his glory and the pursuit of the gospel for somebody else to be saved.
Our whole life is about Christ, right? Am I right?
Yes.
Every time I get started, I have to wait on you, but it's all right. In Philippians 1, please, let's open the scriptures here. And let's see what the Apostle Paul says about your life and mine. As to what is our life all about?
And the
pastors here can already quote
it.
In Philippians 1, as what verse am I going to? Verse number 21. What's that verse say?
May I say?
For me,
that's it.
Not to live in Christ.
For me, Iraiwana, a Christian.
How about
me? Ribani.
For me, Paul says, to live my whole entire life is about Jesus Christ. It's to bring him glory with my lifestyle, with my mouth, with my heart, with my lips, with my mind. It's even with my neck. It's the purpose of the neck is to hold up their head, and their head is Christ Jesus. Why? It's because, brother, I was a lost sinner. I was like Ruth. God brought me the gospel. And out of evil, he made something good. Out of the worst man on earth, hit my own life. Condemned and under the wrath of God. Unable to obey. Unable to get a forgiveness even though I had the doctrine in my
life.
I was at the bottom of the pit when God had mercy on me. At the bottom of the pit,
bro.
How about you?
Yeah, not the one.
What do you mean? Did you need it in your strength and you just needed to have it? You need to come through your life? It's immediate when you lost your husband, you just had to get some comfort, or your little children were sick and you had to get some comfort, and he got healthy, and so he said, I serve Jesus. But it's immediate when you said,
Oh, Father,
Apostle Paul said that in me, that is in my flesh, dwells no good thing, and he said that after he was Christian. For me, the Apostle Paul says, I have to live in Christ because he's the only reason that my soul is saved. I'm asking one question. What did you do?
Me,
that's good, huh?
Nothing.
But we didn't do a thing at all.
What were you doing?
Because all of our salvation was laid upon our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's the only reason God saved us because of his blood.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Did you hear the man earlier? It was a small man. In that truck. In that truck. In the truck.
Which y'all been doing that?
Every time I get around this pastor, I gotta pay some money to fix something. I'm sorry.
Come on, that's how I'm gonna raise it now.
Look back with me. Turn our eyes back on Christ Jesus. Does the devil want to use it as a distraction? Let's see if the Lord God would use it to make us come back. He took our names.
God would use my
upon his steps.
After Jesus.
And when he did that,
he
took our steps.
God would use the problem.
In his own body.
Our message.
And God Almighty, he turned his back on his
Jesus.
But when God turned his back upon his son,
since
the son was dying upon the cross, saying, My God, forsaken me. In all fullness, for every single one of his people who would ever believe him was poured upon Jesus Christ, was laid upon him. The arrow pierced his heart, and out of his side came blood and water.
That's
And Jesus Christ, as he died, he said what? It is.
No, Jesus, no,
that's why I got no more sin. That's why me and you are forgiven.
Jesus,
I
need to take this on water.
And the Almighty God is justice. He can never look on nor punish the same sin twice. It is impossible. Things paid for by Jesus Christ are gone.
That's
why. Jesus Christ alone. His word, his beauty, his righteousness, his goodness, his
grace.
It was done of you and I. And so when God Almighty says, you glorify my son, my heart and your heart, it says, Master, please let me live for his glory. And there's no way to live for his glory except praying thus. Because that is the Great Commission. What's the rest of that verse say? For me unto live in Christ and who believe that?
Why
I see your hands. But only for the people who say, for me unto live is Christ. They really believe
that.
Let me ask you a question.
Acha Mungu watu wabaya.
Next time a pastor or a false prophet promises you that you shall not die. Hold up, pastor, and to die is gain. You're taking away my blessing, and if it's my time, I'm ready to go. You gonna say that? We don't just talk words. We mean what we say. We don't just sing songs and pray prayers. We mean business. We mean every word. We're sincere. His mouth is connected to his heart. And then he
took
his life. For me, and to live, he said, with all of our Christ. No matter what happens, I am sure and aware he's going to be glorified in my life. If I'm out preaching, or if I'm stretching my neck over the gallows, Jesus Christ is going to be glorified. I'm going to praise him as I die and stick my neck out and preach on the way out into the window of heaven. Because that's the man who really believes as a God is what was the only reason that the Apostle Paul even wanted us to live in this world? He said, but I am persuaded I'm going to stay here for your good. My whole life, he says, is giving God glory by serving you.
Is
that gospel? Oh. All this is carnality about self. We need to go out.
The way I look at Jesus.
When I preach, I promise people absolutely nothing but Jesus Christ in the
Christ.
I don't promise you if you give that you're going to get even more money. I promise if you give that to bring glory and honor unto God, it is from a sincere heart, and you'll make somebody else thankful for being able to receive. And it's not just the pastor, it's the poor faith in the Bible who got offerings from the church. And if what Jesus Christ did for you at the cross is not enough, you keep your money in your pocket. You hear me?
Well,
This man needs money. The host is being programmed. This man from Belgium, I came in from where I'm from. This man expenses the hotel, chair, the lights, the camera.
In Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 20, Paul says, as he's talking about our brother Timothy, he says, I'm going to send him out of all the ministers around me. I don't know. Well, if you're a minister of the gospel, if you preach, would you hold your hand up just for us? Just a little set. Just a little piece. If you're a preacher of the gospel. I've been on the other end of this verse, and it hurts so bad. But the verse says, unto you, Timothy, hear me now, because I don't have any man that is like-minded who will naturally care for you. For everybody is after his own name and his own glory and not the things of Christ
Jesus.
If I was on the other end of that verse as a young preacher and an old man and Pastor Henry Mayhem, would he rebuke me by just sending me that verse, all men seek their own?
Yes.
And you know, I had the true gospel, it was on my lips. Let me speak the word, dear brothers. And for me at that time, just to live, it was not cross. It was
patience.
Okay. Yes. At the same gospel. But my heart was far off from God, and I'm serving myself when we're supposed to be trying to get the gospel unto the people instead of using the gospel unto bring the people unto
ourselves.
Did you catch that? And so who do you worship?
On the day that I got out of my way, they don't care about the house.
And so who's your big father? Who's your eye focus?
What's up with this?
You look to the flesh. Who do you fear? Who are you scared to offend? Is it Papa? Is it Daddy? Or is it the Almighty God? I'm stepping on toes. 18 feet into high heel boots. Because this gospel is a message that has to give God glory, has to be used for the people at the ends of the earth. And not ourselves, and the Almighty God, He will take care
of us.
Is anybody in here miserable? Is anybody in here minister of hope?
I pray one day, and I want to ask,
you should serve yourself. Is anybody in here just filled with joy perpetually?
I pray one day, and I want to get the easy act of punishment.
When you fall, He picks you up. When you pray, He hears you. I was involved, you don't know what to do. Eventually, He directs your way. It's your servant. And you're not using people, but you're being used for them. The Almighty God, He will work with you and me if we're working for Himself. This will be so precious. But if we're working to establish me,
and under preaching of the true gospel,
instead of having joy, you'll have conviction and no rage. In Philippians 1, verse number 15, some indeed preach Christ even from envy and strife, even to make a name for myself. They are not involved in the great commission, even though their lips and their life might be on that mission field. They're preaching from envy and strife and to make a name for themselves. But there's some who also preach the gospel of goodwill from their heart because they love God and they love people because they've been saved as a sinner. And He keeps on saving them day by day.
Why is the apostle?
Is it because you love God, or because you love people, or is it because you love yourself? Is it because I think that I can get myself a little bit higher?
No, Bible, I'm high enough already in Christ Jesus, sat down at the
right.
Listen to me. I'm as high as I can get, and as soon as I trust in Jesus Christ, I'm sat down at the right hand of God, high and exalted, right where He is. I'm in Him. I'm rewarded because of Him. I'm blessed because of Him. And none of my blessings come unto me because I'm a missionary or I'm anything. It's because God's Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, He did it all. And I'm going to live for His glory because of it by serving His people.
Let's go.
Talking unto the disciples who already believe,
They had asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray. And he said in verse number 13, if you then, if you disciples, be evil.
Holy Spirit.
It's my last thing and I'm finished. And the only reason that I'm not over my time is you had to stop my clock late.
Yeah.
I can't hear it now. That's all right.
It's a certain way to occupy half my time.
Yeah.
That's the way I
see it.
This is the key takeaway that I want you to go home with. If you and me as an evil sinner would go unto God through our Lord Jesus Christ and the blood that he shed for perfect acceptance, perfect righteousness in the sight of God, and ask him to give me the Holy Spirit so that I can live the Christian life.
He did it to me.
That's how I live my life. Oh Father. I'm an evil sinner in this flesh. But I'm only trusting in our Lord Jesus. And you to give me a holy life so I can live for your glory, speak for your glory, obey for your glory and bring your gospel. And here's what I've got.
He helps. He helps. In us,
I'm as vile as any man or woman in this building, and he helps me. To live a
life.
That's the glory. Blesses God. And he will give it unto you, so help me God. I bet my life on it, I bet my soul on it, because thus says the word of God.
Amen. How time flies. Let's just say happy. Let us see if we are in our own world. We will bring all our sisters to come and have a special
ministration.
Praise the Lord! I'm so much honored with this great opportunity.